Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Marianne Adams, the president and CEO of Avalon Carpet. How you doing?
Very good. Good morning, Kemp.
Thanks for being with us. Actually, you're Avalon Carpet, Tile, and Flooring. I know you've expanded your name to represent what you do. The reason I wanted to talk to you is you guys are doing the right things up there, even in this economic situation. And I wanted to ask you what some of your secrets are, or what, you know, what is it you're doing that allows you to continue to do well, even in this situation we're in today?
Well, I think, Kemp, that we have done probably what most businesses have done in this economic turndown. We've looked very closely at all of our expenses and our overhead. We've made the appropriate cuts as necessary. We continue to advertise very, very heavily. You know, our main seasons are spring and fall, and we focus heavily on those two times of the year. And we have a full advertising schedule planned for this upcoming fall season, and we're very optimistic that we're going to have a good selling season.
Okay. Some recent research was done that talked about when the consumer is in the flooring purchasing process, they go through, it's actually, I think some people say as much as a 14-week evaluation, and the last 2 weeks is real important because that's when they're actually going to pick the location where they're going to buy what they've researched. And so you feel strongly that you've got to be visible out there to be able to get that consumer during that last 2 weeks of that decision. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I think that what we see, because we are the major player in our area, that we see that we do the majority of the advertising for the product. We see that customers do come to our location first, but we feel that they are out there shopping more than ever, comparing prices. We think they're on the Internet, they're online checking prices.
Right.
And we want to make sure that we have good follow-up skills to make sure that we get them back into the store and close the sale.
All right. Well, let's give a little background just to tell our listeners a little bit about Avalon, since it's been a little while since we've done an interview. Marianne, you've been at the helm, I think, for about a year and a half since John Millar passed away. And you've got a 13-store organization there, and you're in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware. Is that about right?
That's correct. Seven of our 13 stores are along the Jersey Shore. That would be considered South Jersey. And then we have two stores in Pennsylvania and one in Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay. Would you consider your clientele to be upscale, or is it across the board?
I think it's across the board.
Okay.
I think we make sure that we market to all price points and customers.
And, you know, your organization is very well known to us. I know we've talked about just a minute ago about the advertising, but another thing you focus on is on sales education. And I mean, I've seen pictures. You actually have a learning center set up for your salespeople. Tell us a little bit about that.
We had set up a training room at our headquarters in Cherry Hill. We do have 150 salespeople throughout the 13-store chain, and we spend a lot of time and effort and money on training our sales staff. We train on product knowledge, on selling and sales techniques. We actually are very involved with Mohawk University. We bring them up several times a year to do sales training at our location here. And during the summer, we really spent a great amount of time and effort working with all of our sales staff to make sure that they practice role-playing. We were working on their sales training, their closing techniques, how to qualify a customer. We just want to be very prepared when the fall selling season does come around.
Since you're against the shore, I guess you have to compete with all the recreational time. I mean, if people are out laying around on the beach, they're not in shopping for flooring, isn't that right?
You're absolutely correct. The traffic into the store is first thing in the morning or the end of the day. Other than that, everyone else is at the beach.
All right. And let's talk about traffic now. Are you starting to see a little bit of an uptick with the number of people that are in your stores?
We are, and we actually are very fortunate that we have not seen a very, very big decrease in traffic. We actually do our traffic counts weekly, and we can track them, and we're trending the same traffic as last year. It's just that we feel that customers are out, and they are shopping more, and they're just in, it's a competitive situation that they are out looking.
All right.
but our traffic has not been that far off.
Let's talk about the competition for a minute. When you say, you know, you get into competitive situations, do you compete mostly, you think, with the home centers?
Well, we do. I think that, you know, that customers do go to Home Depot and Lowe's. I think that's their first stop.
Yeah.
I think they try to get a little education there. They try to figure out style, some price points. And then I think they're geared up to go into a specialty retail store and then try to make selections and make sure that it is a competitive price and they are getting the right price for the product that they are purchasing.
It's easy enough, though, for you to explain to the consumer why they should pay just a little bit more for the type of service you bring, isn't it? Is that true?
That is correct. I think one of the things that we probably do well also is we private label a lot of our product. You know, we have a large support staff behind the scenes, which enables us to, you know, work with manufacturers, you know, get samples in, maybe rename a line and restyle it, and we can be very competitive that way. Once you take the identity away from some of this product, customers do have a hard time looking it up and then comparing prices with your competition. So we do a very good job with that.
Well, one of your biggest advantages, though, is I believe you understand that flooring is a fashion business. I mean, you actually have, don't you sometimes occasionally bring designers in and really focus on that area?
We focus on designers, architects. We will do what we call our designer nights at a location.
Right.
We will, you know, maybe mail out to direct postcards to maybe 1,000 people and maybe get 100. Maybe you get 120 designers in. But we actually have one planned at the end of September, and they work for us. I mean, you know, you do have to, you know, cater it. You have to have the drinks. You have to have prizes. We bring suppliers in. But they are successful for our company.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys completely understand what you're doing up there. You've got a great model. Admittedly, your business is probably off a little bit versus
it is.
Its peak.
Yes, it
but I know it's not off as much as some of the other folks that you compete with. So you do a very good job up there. Marianne, I appreciate you talking with us. We've been talking to Marianne Adams, who's president and CEO of Avalon Carpet, a 13-store chain based in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And you've been listening to Ken Parr and FloorDaily.net.